Hey everybody, welcome back to the great series of interviews we're doing on Showbiz Blueprint about the show of show business. You know, these eight interviews that I had the idea after seven, 8 years of talking about the business of show business. Why don't I ever talk about the show of show business? Certainly the other half of it. And we've had some amazing topics so far. And today I have one that I can't wait to share with you. It's all about costumes, because we all know that I know how to dress. No, I don't. I faked it, but we have some amazing alumni. One who is close enough to me to come in here and talk about it. Ladies and gentlemen from Skin Wars, the one, the only, Allison Kenyon, a.k.a. the Wit. Look at this. We have an official
hey, Barry.
So cool. Thank you. Thank you so much. Mwah! Love this girl, man. So anyway, cool. Allison, we're going to talk about costumes. And, you know, it's funny, and I'll just give a quick brief thing on my history. 34 years, I just always wore a shirt and tie. It was so freaking boring.
You wore a tie?
I wore a tie. I was the only, and when I came home back to the county, we live in Nevada County here. If you see a tie, you figure it's a lawyer and someone's in trouble.
Right.
Right, so I had to grab one even to put on a tie. But yeah, so you on the other hand, and we'll show some of yours, but boy, you always show up in costume.
Yeah,
you understand what it takes. So what do you think audiences, what happens to an audience when they see someone well costumed?
I think they let you in, you know, like if you're a juggler and you're, you know, for example, a juggler, and you're just dressed like everybody else,
yeah,
they might not want to talk to you right away. They're like, who's this homeless person or this coworker or this, you know, whatever. And you're in a costume, and all of a sudden they like let this guard away, and they want to interact with you. It's like when they go to Disneyland, like they'll just walk right up to Winnie the Pooh and throw their arms around
everything. Yeah. So yeah, it breaks down this wall. And also, I mean, you use it, and you mentioned Carrie Ann Cartman Edwards, who worked with us a lot, and boy, what she had an effect on you as far as costuming. Will you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. So this is my costume now.
Dang, you guys aren't even getting the heels. I'm going to take a picture and I'll... Oh, because she can. Yes, look at this. So, yeah. I mean, and you show up, and we live in a town, but people, you were saying, people recognize you. They know you. It's a brand.
It is.
Yeah.
And Carrie Ann definitely helped me with a couple key little things, like, okay, the pearls I see and the red glasses and the flower, like that's your look. And, you know, whatever else you wear, like wear those things. And it's like your little signature look.
Right.
So, you know, and I try to tell my other artists that, even like when I'm doing a body paint at a corporate event and I'm not even going to be seen by the client or the guests, you know, we're coming early and we're getting them painted before the event starts. I tell all my artists and myself and my models to come looking professional.
Yeah.
With some, you know, makeup on, do your hair, like dress nice, because I realize that the second you walk in the door, you're on stage, even if it's just the event planner or even if it's just the client or the caterer, or, you know, it's all part of your persona, your costume, your professionalism.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. You know, it's funny. I used to always make sure I wore a nice clothes down to the sound check, because it was usually the first time I met the client, and then something different afterwards. But nothing I would really consider a costume. I mean, Dan would sometimes wear a vest, but I would just tend to do, you know, look like a guy from shipping who happened to slip on a tie for the night. So, you know, so
you're... Even if it's just a tie, like you always have a tie that's like a certain color.
Right.
Or your tie, you know, in high school, there were two teachers, our history teacher and our English teacher, and they had dueling wacky ties, and that was their...
But you remember that.
Signature thing, yes.
I mean, it was only 4 years ago for you, but still... seems amazing.
So something like that, you know, I mean, if that's your uniform, if that's your costume, you know, have something that's your signature.
Right. Yeah. Joel Bauer comes to mind. Do you ever look at him?
I haven't in a long time.
I know. He's wonderful. But I mean, he always talks about the tie and the knot and the colors and, you know, certain for meetings, certain for shows. So really good.
I remember reading Hustle Hustle back in 1993 whatever it was.
Wow. So can you talk a little bit about, you know, it's obligatory, I'm sure, every time you talk to anyone, do any kind of lesson or anything, you talk about Skin Wars. But can you talk about the importance of, like, I mean, where did costuming fit into that? I mean, you guys were painting costumes on the people and judged on the costumes you created.
It came at a really interesting time in my life because I was...
I'm sorry, I'm turning this up a little bit. Go ahead.
Okay. I had a little boy, you know, and I was still felt like a pretty new mom. He had just turned four. And, you know, from the time I had him until I was accepted to go on Skin Wars, I had just lost any sense of style.
Wow.
You know, because, like, I had to nurse. So, like, whatever I wore, like, had to be able to... come down. Or,
I'm thinking of all the Showbiz Blueprint moms. I mean, I know there's like half a dozen of you I can think of right now. Yeah, this is the story.
Yeah. Or, you know, like comfortable. I couldn't wear heels for a long time. My feet had just spread and were smashed. And like my body was just hated me.
Yeah.
And I didn't have anything in my closet that I felt good in. And now I know I'm about to go on television. And I had just done the segment with Carrie Ann.
Yeah.
About branding and personal
branding, right when that happened, it was like
it meshed together so perfectly. I said, okay, if I go on this show, I have to create a branded look.
Wow.
And that I went into it knowing that that was going to be my brand, that whatever I wore, it had to have a certain look and be consistent. You know, I couldn't just throw on something different. Because I've always liked different kinds of styles. Like one day I'll look like Jackie O, the next day I...
Yeah, we have some photos. That's the wrong camera. Run through a handful of these. Aren't these something else? Let's see. Do you end up in the right place on this? No. Here, move over here a little bit. And you can actually talk about a few of these while you do it.
Yeah, so I've, you know, spent most of my career doing costume characters as like a meet and greet or a mix and mingle type character. And so, you know, this was from a Dolce Vita themed event.
Right.
You know, that Fellini movie.
Look at this.
This was, I don't know, that was just a photo shoot. It wasn't an event. This was from something in San Francisco. It was called a non-salon. I don't know if any of the San Francisco people remember those.
Yeah.
But it was scary clown themed.
Oh, man, that's great. And then your fire phase. I mean, I really knew you during this time in San Francisco. You were doing all this kind of stuff with cool fire. What was that act called? Or what did you...
I was Ms. Cherry Bomb.
Yeah, Cherry Bomb. Yeah. Right, that was what you did with that.
This was a Mary Poppins
again, character. The commitment to costume, you know, just... making the audience feel like this is for real, this is happening, you know.
And little details like adding fragrance to your costume.
You had mentioned this. This is great. Come back on, tell this one. This is great.
What was
the character name?
It was Strawberry Shortcake.
Yeah.
So, you know, most people are still familiar with Strawberry Shortcake. And the thing about the dolls, I don't know if this is still a thing now, but when I was growing up, the dolls smelled, and that was the thing with Strawberry Shortcake dolls. You sniff their heads.
Right.
And so I bought a bunch of strawberry scented car fresheners and like sewed them into my costume. So you could sniff my head, like the hat smelled like strawberry, you know?
Oh just my like, God, so great. I mean, that's really taking costuming to a huge level. Look at this one with this external hoop skirt.
Yeah, that was sort of a Marie Antoinette, but they wanted it to be sort of... There were birds inside there. You can't really see them in the
picture,
but it was supposed to be like a bird cage, and I was Madame Oiseau. Oiseau means birds.
And there were
birds in my hair, and I think there was some that chirped. If you clapped, it would chirp.
Man, you take it crazy in this...
This is a mad scientist character. You
know, mad scientist?
That's from a stage show we did with that character. This, I was just supposed to be a...
What?
Bocce instructor. I thought
it was like a 40s flight attendant.
It's awesome. It was sort of a 40s themed event.
Yeah.
But I was supposed to be, I had to learn how to play bocce so I could be an instructor.
Right.
This was disco.
Disco night, right.
Yeah.
So, you know, the point is just to show you guys in this.
That's my wedding. That's my wedding dress.
Let's just leave a moment of silence after that. That's awesome. That was your wedding dress.
Yeah.
Oh, girl. Holy cow. I love it.
So, yeah, even getting married was like a...
This is the honeymoon right here, right? That's cool. So, yeah, you've done a lot. So, when you see shows, that's probably where your eye kind of goes.
It does. I definitely, just top of my head, I don't know if anyone has seen the new Star Trek Discovery.
I have not, yeah, but...
The costumes on that. I mean, like, I sit there and I'll, like, pause it and I'll, like... try to zoom in and see, you know, like, how did they make that look so cool? Like, the little details, the costumes.
Yeah.
And I have tried, you know, a lot of times I'll get inspired. I like making things. Now, with the body painting, a lot of what I'm doing, the client wants partial costuming. So it's more acceptable, gotcha. You know, so it's not just like pasties and panties and paint, you know, I'm constructing these costume pieces. And so I get a lot of inspiration from shows like that. And like, you know, from the cosplay world, I look at how to make things out of craft foam and Warbla and all these weird materials. And I make, you know, like I've got all these great headpieces, like deer creatures with antlers and ears. And it's been like mostly made of craft foam from the dollar store.
Wow.
And they look amazing.
I love it. So... this is extreme, right? I mean, you're talking up at level 10 stuff. This is great. And then Raspini Brothers, I will say we were down at level 1 because we didn't go on naked. But what can someone do who's like magician,
somewhere
juggler, ventriloquist? Yeah, you know, what are little things that we could do? Like, what could I have done, you know?
Right. I think you probably did this, you know, at least consistency, even if your uniform or your costume is a vest.
Right.
You know, and you see that a lot, like the vest jugglers or the vest magicians.
Right, especially people like, you know, just, it's comfortable. I don't know, the vest is an amazing little, it says performer, and it's a little bit of a shield. It's not like you're out there just in a shirt.
Right.
Dan's thing was always the vest, and didn't do the vest. But, yeah, so there's highlights, there's coloring. I mean, some of the stuff Carrie Ann taught you, really. I mean, you guys went through, you got red glasses, red lipstick, pearls, flowers, like all this.
Branded colors. So, you know, like your website, or I don't know, I haven't seen it in a while, but the, you know, Raspini Brothers, it was blue and orange and
white. I think
white.
So, yeah, our logo colors. Yeah.
So, you know, incorporate that.
Tying into that,
yes, that's your branded colors. That's your, you know, your brand essence or whatever you want to call it. So you sort of carry that all the way across. So people see those colors and they know, like, oh, that's Raspini Brothers.
Right. And then I just want to comment on
something. So,
red
is kind of my color. So
I want to jump back to the 10 world. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, so red is your color. That's what you've done. And you have a bunch of dresses and things you like wearing that are red. And and then lipstick.
And then the pumps, you know.
Are there males that do? I mean, is there a man that you just, does this whole branded thing? Like every time they go out, I'm sure there are. I just don't.
I can't think of any. But I mean, I've seen them. I just don't know names. Like I've seen.
Richard Simmons always wore a tank top. Is it?
And the little shorts. Dolphin shorts with the dolphin.
Right. We shouldn't have to go back to the 80s. But,
But you know, I see people that we know. I just don't know their names off the top of my head. But like magicians. Who will always show up in like a electric purple suit or something.
Gotcha. Sure.
You know, like it's still comfortable.
Benji Bruce. You ever see his stuff? He's like always purple. He's like, Mr. Purple. In fact, he may be the closest thing to a branded guy we could even talk about. This is funny.
Yeah, because you don't want to go in as the performer and then have someone think you're the caterer and ask you to like.
I've had that.
Yeah, like, oh, can you take the hors d'oeuvres over to that?
Yeah.
You know?
I'm embarrassed.
Or now, do you know where the bathroom is? Or, oh, can you check my coat? Here's my coat.
There's a message from my wife. But yeah, Benji's always doing purple stuff. So yeah, this is probably as close to, male branding, we could really say. Yeah. You know, and so it's out there. It's fantastic. And I like that there are things we can do, whether it's the costume we wear or the color of our website or something. And it's big. I mean, the costuming thing is, I don't know, it was just always a weird place for me. Being a man, I was just never that into clothes. I tended to grab kind of what was on top and clean. And it's terrible. I don't feel good about that part of my career.
Right.
I always felt better about the joke writing, about the
right. You
know, the actual physical skills and all that thing. But
You know, one person I like to reference a lot actually is Einstein. And I've sort of... Because it's like a lot of mental energy you don't want to put into it, right? And what Einstein did was he knew what was comfortable, and he knew what he liked, and he just had his whole closet full of the same thing.
Right.
So he could grab what was on top and what was clean, and it always worked.
Right.
And I try to do that for myself. You know, people always...
You have that, but it...
I have that, and I just, like, I arranged my life and my closet, like, not this, not this, not this, because it took too much work, and now it's just all a dress that I can throw on. And it looks, you know, people think I put in all this effort, but it's really me being lazy.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. So I guess, you know, any, and listen, I was kind of aiming it towards men, you know, what could men do, but you know, what can women do? You know, talk a little bit on that. I mean, probably some of the same stuff, finding your colors. How do you find like the colors that work for you?
Oh, I don't know that I'm an expert.
Okay.
But, you know, I just love red.
Yeah.
You know, and
Cherry Bomb.
Cherry Bomb.
Right.
And so much of what I, you know, it was an easy call. But if you've got colors for your website, you can just go to that. You know, or your brand, or, you know, something that you can just keep consistent. Consistency, I think, is really, especially if you're not doing costume characters. If you're just like a regular person who's a performer, a singer, a magician, you know, if you can kind of pick something like in the realm of like maybe four colors that are all in the realm of your branded colors.
And even though, like, you know, it's funny, I think about the paint store, they have those like charts.
I love those little, I get those booklets. I get those for inspiration. You know, it's like one, because, okay, so when you're creating your branding, one thing you want to think about is like your keywords that you want your target audience to think about.
Oh, interesting.
Right? So, like, do they, you want them to think creativity when they think of your brand? Or, your, you know, or do you want them to think, you know, of like, stability and clean family? Or, you know, whatever, or exuberance, or, you know, and you can go to the paint store and they have, with those paint chips, they have little booklets with those words on them. And then there'll be like all these different color schemes that fit that like exuberance or whatever the word is.
Oh, that's funny. I was just thinking about having your colors look together, but that's funny. The actual words are there of kind of what these, and so, and there's marketing people behind all these decisions. These aren't just, and there's research and, so a couple more just brings to a close. This was, you were doing.
This was a cupcake themed event. Oh,
nice. Okay.
Yeah. That's the spray foam.
Yeah, that's insulation. The expando foam. Yes. Right. Oh,
man. I've made a lot of costumes out of that. This was a Allison. Pirate.
Yeah.
Zombie, of course.
Yeah. Oh, you know, here, one more thing. I want to show your
It's just the standard pirate
just
zombie.
The old pirate thing. What's the website you're at? Is it at your name? Allison?
Which one do you want to see?
The one that Carrie Ann worked with you?
Oh, that's Body Masterpiece.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to just kind of show how the branding, this is what Allison did with Carrie Ann when she dug into this work. And, you know, look at this. This is how you took it from,
you know. Yeah, I wish I could show you what it used to look like.
Oh, we can. We can bring back the Wayback Machine, but holy cow. Is that a real thing or is that Photoshop?
No, that's real.
That's a real thing you did. That's crazy, right? Yeah, body. So, and now you've kind of taken this, you know, a bit of the fame that you got from being on TV. You went to the semifinals. You were the last one.
I was second place.
Right. We were standing in the shop here all with you, and you weren't even allowed to say if you won, which was so intense to be at this party with you. And you,
I even cried a little bit, even though I knew I didn't win.
Right.
When I saw it on TV, myself not win, I cried again.
I know. Yeah.
It was like reliving the trauma.
It was funny, but you went really far in a reality show, and that was amazing, you know?
I did.
And it was funny, you went in, you said you met with Carrie, and you did this whole branding thing, and you go, that's going to be my brand on the show. And what you came out of there was, if you look online, this is kind of this image of the naughty, you know, the mean girl, the, and that's such, it's, it was crazy. It was so funny how it all came out.
Yeah, you really helped me with that, because that was a hard time in the moment. Well, my God. My mom was in the hospital.
I know.
The day I called you, she died that day. After,
right.
Like 20 minutes after I talked to you.
And you see people posting shit online. No idea of your life. Yeah. No idea of really who you are. And it's based off the, I'm going to cry again. No. Yeah, I get it.
You know, but you know, you said like, this is the best thing. And like, of course, in the moment, like I had to just believe you.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't internalize that, but you know, but everyone remembers me.
Yeah.
Some of the nicer people, no one remembers who they are. Like they can only think of maybe three or four people that were on the show, and they forget everybody else. I'm like, well, I'm in the top.
Yeah. So along
memorable
with,
at least
your branding, your costuming, which I look at body painting as kind of 10 plus costuming. I mean, you're creating costumes that don't even exist on people, and you've taken that and doing it with corporate clients. I know I called you one time to be on a thing, and you can't, but you go, I can't, but tell people I'm at some, like, I mean, it was like a 5-figure number that you'd never.
Oh yes.
You go, I can't, but I'm at like a, I don't know, it was a $20,000 job or something.
50.
Like $50,000 job. And I was like, oh.
Once I like wrote that number down and said it out loud, I was like, oh, I can't believe this is happening, you know? And that's so much of that is because of Blueprint.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't have, been like doing a $100 an hour face painting job that day if it weren't for
Blueprint. I know. You were on, Blueprint, and you, you know? But you studied, man. You were like, you were so on top of it, and I loved it. And wow. And I love that you took the risk to go on TV shows. I mean, I hear about people who just say, I don't want to be turned into a, I mean, that's the Tonight Show of today, you know, of these days. It's the reality show. So.
And I was scared. I was scared of them doing exactly what they did.
Yep. And the public doing what they did. You know, having these projections about you and putting them out there.
But, you know, once I decided I was gonna do it. I went in with a promise to myself that I was never gonna like filter. I was never gonna try to be something I wasn't. I was mm-hmm. never gonna just like try to be a certain way so that everyone would like me. You know, yeah. I said, I'm gonna just be completely heart open, genuine, raw. And, you know, and some people hated me and some people loved me.
What's the meanest thing you ever read about you? The meanest thing you ever read about you online?
Well, I did get a message early on that said, you should kill yourself and your son.
Wow. Wow.
Like, you're such a C word.
Yeah. You should.
You should just kill yourself and your son.
Based off what they saw on 47 minutes of TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. And you on for probably 5 of those or something. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we have a lot of power.
A lot of body shaming. A lot of like, you know, you're too old or you're too fat.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
To
Why
me.
Are you doing this? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. We get to be mirrors for people. They get to look at them and see what they don't like in themselves. Hey, you're amazing.
Thank you. Thanks.
Yeah.
And so I've always loved dressing up. Like since I was a little kid, like if my mom said, oh, we're going to the grocery store, I'd say, give me a minute. And like, I'd get the matching purse and the matching, like, that's just my nature. So
this was in you.
Yeah.
Hey, do you mind talking about something? And it's funny. I mean, this is your people. This is all alumni of our program here who this is going out to.
I'm going to take a seat. These shoes are starting to break my feet.
I know. Jump up on the stool and I'll cover the transition. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. these are all, you know, people who have been through this way of thinking, doing their business this way to some extent. And you talked to me the other day about... maybe doing something online, a program where you can kind of would you be comfortable at least saying it? Because then you get accountability from 250 people.
Yes. What was the group called? Your accountability group? You're my accountability group.
Yeah, right.
Well, you know, and I did launch my first installment, the free one, just to kind of make myself do something. Yeah. So I feel like I've already got a little bit of the accountability. But now I have fans from all over the world. Israel and Australia, emailing me saying, oh, you've inspired me. I want to do this.
Yeah.
You know, you're such an inspiration. You know, blah, 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 blah. And they all are inspired for different reasons. Some are moms who, like, decided, I want to be an artist now. I want to do what you do. And they send me pictures of things they've tried and want me to critique, want me to give them tips. Where do I start? What do I buy? Why isn't this product working? Why are my paints looking muddy?
Oh,
you know, and I thought, oh my gosh, these people, like I've taught workshops before, but always to people who've been painting for years.
Mm-hmm.
And so that I realized talking to these beginners, there's so many things that we take for granted. People who've been doing it for a long time, like how to rinse your brush.
Yeah.
Or how to get paint on your brush, or what kind of paint to use, what kind of brush to use, these basic things that these beginners that are newly inspired are struggling with so much. So,
your brain started thinking, what if I put together something, a course that I could sell, market, coach, mentor?
Yeah, mentor become these new a voice people.
And that's the kind of thing that will separate you from the pack by doing it yourself. Just be on panels one day and a judge on one of the shows you were on. I mean, it's crazy.
You know, and my first video is up there. It's out there. It's a little bit crap, but I did it.
Yeah, I'll link to it on this page so you guys can see it. And you know, lean into me.
Yes.
Yeah,
thank
please.
You.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, lean into me on getting that done. I'd love to see you do it. Really, I'd love to see you do it. So, all right. Thank you, guys. That's costumes, and it's...
I hope I talked enough about costumes.
I know.
I kind of went on a tangent.
It's costuming, it's branding, and it's...
They're linked. They are inseparable.
They're inseparable.
And branding.
And then the satellite is reality TV, which we touched on,
right.
Which is everywhere.
Yeah.
I assume I'm always being filmed.
I do too.
Yeah. When I'm in life or if I'm doing something, I'm a store, like either a security camera or someone or.
And now as being, you know, a celebrity or whatever.
Say
I
it
am,
loud and proud.
Being a celebrity. I get recognized everywhere I go. I'll be in the airport in Minnesota or in Denver or whatever, like
incredible.
Changing planes.
From Skinworth.
And people will say, you should have won, or are you the
or
that
you
show.
Nasty?
No one has said that to my
no,
face.
No, shocking. No one says it to your face.
No
right?
one says it to my face.
To your face, you're the nicest. You should have won. Yeah,
you should have won. I've had the person, you know, at the checkout at the checking in my bags at the airport. You know, yell over the other lady's shoulder like, "You should have won."
Oh man,
Yeah. So, you know, there's a lot I don't notice. I'll be out with a friend and they'll tell me those people back there were like whispering. They recognized you, yeah. You know, so I have to be
it's out there, yeah.
on all the time now. I don't have to be, but I choose to be because nice. I know that people are seeing this persona and I have to kind of yeah. live it.
You like it?
I do like
yeah.
it. Yeah. Yeah. It's Almost Famous. I don't know.
God, best movie in the world. You know that movie, Almost Famous?
I can't remember. Which one was that?
Oh, my God.
Was that with the band? It was
yes.
Like, okay, yeah.
Yeah,
that
so was a good. One. So good. All right, you guys. Costuming, branding, reality TV, Allison Kenyon, Skin Wars, and yeah. And then you went to do another show right after Skin Wars, right?
Yeah, there, like, I think three people saw it.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I remember you just saying, I got calls for this other thing. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Yeah, you do everything. So, good stuff. Yeah. All right, you guys, any questions, put them up in the group, put them on the page, and that's costuming. Yeah, thank you so much.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.